This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yes, my friends, you know what time it is. That's right. It's KMOX's At Your Service tonight here on this, beautiful, rainy, nasty night outside here in the heart of Mid-America in St. Louis tonight. We've got rain all over the place, and man, slow down when you're driving. Please slow down. Hey, Greg Damon in with you tonight. It is KMOX's At Your Service. And we're going to go all the way till 10 o'clock tonight. So all sorts of great stuff tonight on the program. We're going to dive right into it to start off the program. And let me see, Matt, we ready to go?
Yep.
All right, fantastic. Let's just jump right into the callers. I'll tell you this before we do this. Before we talk about anything else, we're going to bring in our first guest here tonight on At Your Service. You know her, you love her, you can't live without her. She's our good friend, Lauren Fix, a car coach, been a great, great friend of me. She's always happy to join us here on the program, no matter if it's the auto show or if it's At Your Service, all sorts of stuff to talk about. She joins us here on the show. Lauren, thanks for coming on such short notice tonight.
No problem. There's a lot to talk about in our world. I'm here in San Antonio, Texas, driving the new 2023 Kia Telluride. So we'll have a video posting very soon, and I have a walk around, but we'll have the full review coming soon.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic! Well, let's just talk about a few things. How about GM now is actually going to start making batteries before these electric cars that they're trying to shove down our throat every day of the week. And, obviously, who wants to keep important stuff from China? I mean, I agree. If you're going to do this, go in all the way. I thought this was actually supposed to happen, though, when the Chevy Volt came out. They talked about investing in a battery plant at that point in time. But finally, supposedly going to be a battery plant here in the United States.
Well, I think they have no choice, because according to the new infrastructure plan that was passed this year, batteries have to be produced in the U.S. in order to get that $7,500 tax credit. Because remember, it used to be you could produce up to 200,000 cars, and then that all changed. And it used to be that way so that that would mean Tesla, GM, and Toyota were no longer eligible, but that has all changed now. Now your vehicle has to be built in the U.S. for 2022, and as of 2023, the vehicle's batteries and the products that go in it have to be in it in order to get that $7,500 tax credit. So every manufacturer is scampering like crazy trying to get batteries built here in the U.S. If not, you don't get the tax credit.
Well, I mean, I understand it. I kind of agree with that. But, you know, this is here we are now going to build batteries in the United States. It's still going to be the same thing. We still have to import the materials to make the battery.
Right.
We're just going to have to put it, I guess, assemble it here. It's still hazardous waste. Either way, getting the materials in here or before
Correct.
The battery dies. So, I mean, what's really going to be the advantage? It can't be that much lower cost. You're still importing the materials.
Right. There's no advantage on that. And they want the materials to be built here and to come from U.S. mining, but they won't mine it here because the EPA doesn't want you to mine it here. So we're in this catch-22. We want you to build them here in the U.S. Great. But we want you to mine here in the U.S. Okay, that's a problem because we don't mine lithium or cobalt, cadmium, mercury, neodymium because of the rare earth minerals, the damage to the environment. So
the
we don't
to,
mine
the damage
here.
To people as well?
People
are dying mining this stuff.
Right, and that's a big thing because you'll find that cobalt is one of the things that causes something called cobalt lung. So the kids that they use, all these mines that you're seeing, all the metal, the materials that come out of the ground that are used in batteries, are produced and owned. All the mines are owned by China, and they're produced in South Africa and Afghanistan and the Ukraine and Russia.
India.
So they don't care. Yeah, in India, too. They don't care. They use young people, and if they die, they don't care. They just got more coming right behind them, and that's a problem. They really don't care about the impact to the people and the impact to the environment, of which both are negative.
Correct. What happens when, you know, when we run out of all this stuff and we have to go somewhere else to mine it? I mean, nobody
that's
wants...
That's a problem.
Right. Exactly. It's the same thing.
We are going to run out of materials. We don't have enough lithium. If you talk to anyone who owns any of the lithium mines anywhere in the world, we do not have enough lithium to meet the goals. So this is what happens when the government makes decisions without having any knowledge of the auto industry. You and I talk about this every day. I talk about this on my Car Coach Reports channel. I call out the truth. I take a ton of heat from the manufacturers and from all the greenies and leftists. They're like, oh, you know, you don't like electric cars. I know. I review electric cars all the time. I review them as if I review anything else, but I will tell you the fact is there's not enough lithium for us to go 100% electric. There's not enough. The grid cannot support it. People cannot afford it. And the impact to you and I is so traumatic. You don't see it yet, but I'm telling you, I'm seeing the future. I've been doing this for over 40 years. This is a massive problem. And when it comes down and you start realizing that in the next maybe 8 years, we're going to have a bunch of ticking time bombs of all these batteries that are not recyclable, and they're going to put them where? They can't put them in the ground. They can't send them to the moon. They're not going to put them in the water. They're going to stack up in salvage yards, and that's going to be a problem because, again, we're going to have a problem 10 years from now where we're going, yeah, Greg, you know, all this hazardous waste, we have no way to recycle it. Exactly.
Right. And don't forget, when your battery does wear out, you pay for that because it's hazardous waste as well to dispose of it.
That's right. And they pay just like when you were disposed of tires. If you get new tires, they throw away the tires that they have. They use them for other alternatives if they can. But there's still a fee, and you pay that fee. And this is exactly what's going to happen with electric batteries. So if you've got an old Chevy Volt, which is the one that was gas and electric, and you need a new battery, do you know what the cost is? Greg, you know what the cost is. It's crazy.
It's crazy expensive.
Like,
they're all crazy
it's
expensive.
It's like $10,000 or $15,000 depending upon which vehicle you have. Now, okay, so you get the new battery. That's more than the car is worth. Then what do you do with the old one? You pay for the disposal of that.
Correct.
Not
Absolutely.
The manufacturer. And then you're going to find yourself $15,000 in the hole of a car that's worth $10,000. Why would you do that? You wouldn't. So you get rid of the car. Now, where does the car? It's in a salvage yard. What are we doing here? This is very short-sighted, which is typical of the government. Because to give you an example, they can't run Amtrak or the health industry or even the postal service correctly, but we're going to let them run the auto industry. They're going to run it in the ground.
Nope. Why don't we have all the postal trucks electric?
You know, they were going to make all the postal trucks electric, but I just talked to someone who works at the post office and said it's only going to be less than a third because they know there's a problem. Because certain areas of the country, you leave air conditioning on. Like, you're in the southern half of the country, you're going to leave the AC on the whole time, right?
Right,
so
exactly.
So the AC is on, then what? So then, you know, you're killing the battery. So if you're in the upper half of the country, there are times of the year you leave the heat on all the time. that kills the battery. So there is no really happy medium, because the upper half of the country is cold, the lower half of the country is warm, and batteries love that sweet spot of just not too hot, not too cold, to get the most life out of those batteries. But they want them to shut them off. So this is going to be a massive problem. Every postal worker I've talked to is not happy about this. The vehicles they're driving now don't even have AC, and they're 15 years old.
Nope, exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
So I just don't understand where this is going to end with these electric cars, how they just keep that's all everybody talks about. Electric cars this, electric
car this. It might be a fad. What if it's a fad? What if it's like, we were wrong, which is typical of how the government operates. We were wrong. So now every manufacturer has dug in deep. We're producing electric cars. The car companies that are smart have built chassis that can actually power by gasoline, hybrid, or electric. And a few companies have done that. Some have said, no, our chassis are specifically designed for electric vehicles. Those are the ones that will fail. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you listen to Mr. Toyota, and I'm not the hugest Toyota fan under the sun, but Mr. Toyota, who owns it's T-O-Y-O-D-A, who is in charge of Toyota, which is the brand we know, he said, we're not going all EV. It's a big mistake. We're going to offer hydrogen, we're going to offer hybrid, we're going to offer gas, we're going to offer diesel, and we're going to offer electric. And you pick what works for you. That's the best solution. Because when they decide that electric cars are a huge mistake at some point down the road, which they will, then what happens? Right. Then you're going to see people going, oops, we invested, now we got a problem, and all these vehicles are going to be sitting there. Because right now, they're hard to sell as it is. They don't sell much of them. And the ones they do sell, they make no money. So if you're not making profit, what are we doing here?
What do you do if you own a Rivian right now?
If you own a Rivian, make sure that you get it in for that recall. That's the number one thing.
Yeah.
But they're cool cars, but honestly, I wouldn't own one because there's no dealer network.
Well, correct.
If you got a problem, you got to call and wait. Yeah.
That's the whole thing, with these electric cars as well, for, being on the service side of it. There's so much proprietary information that you can't get a hold of and you can't access,
right,
that you either have to take it back to the dealer or the manufacturer to get it serviced.
Right. So that's the Right to Repair Act. And this is one of those things that you and I both agree on. And this is the Right to Repair Act that information should be available to any car repair shop. So if you bring whatever it is you have in and you've got a problem, we can help you diagnose it, find a solution, get it fixed, get you back on the road. Especially if it's outside of the warranty, which does happen very quickly. So this is a problem when the manufacturers don't want to release this information to consumers or to repair shops. That's a problem. So we are fighting this Right to Repair Act. Some states have passed it. Others have not. Some information has not been released. But this needs to happen. And this is something you need to complain to your local politician and say, we need the Right to Repair Act so that you can save money.
Absolutely. I think anybody in the service industry would certainly agree with that. Lauren, I got to do some business. Hang with me a few minutes, please.
Okay.
Fantastic. Folks on the phone with us, we're talking with the car coach, Lauren Fix, one of our great friends here on KMOX. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair tonight at your service.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Welcome back, everyone. KMOX is at your service. 8:21 is the time right here in heart of Mid-America. Our producer, Matt, kicking out the jams tonight here on At Your Service. Greg Damon sitting in a big chair tonight here on a wet Tuesday night. I'll just say that. It's been raining for, since midnight last night. Still raining like that. On the phone with us, we are talking with our good friend, Lauren Fix, the car coach. Again, Lauren, thanks for spending some of your Tuesday evening with us here tonight.
No problem. Always glad to chat cars with you and educate people to have car smart.
Yep, absolutely. So a couple things that that I want to get into as well. We got about, 8 or 9 minutes to talk here. I found this pretty interesting, and I can't believe that I scooped you on it. I thought it was pretty good. But now there are shops out there that are getting paid to delete personal information off cars after they've been in an accident. Think about this, that your car...
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Well, think about it. You know, you download your phone. We've got internet on cars, so you've got all sorts of information out there. So now you've got to delete it somehow or you know, take the box off and give it to you like a hard drive or something's got to be done.
Well, the thing is, there's two views on this I see. Okay, you're in an accident. It's your fault. That information is in a black box. Is that being deleted? Because if so, that could make you at fault, even though you're not, or it could save you from it being your fault. So is that information being deleted as well?
Well, I think the way that I read the article was it's more your home address, your telephone number, you know, people do all, you know, banking, whatever you connect your phone, it's got a database to it. And I think it's
right.
That.
Metadata, it's called.
Yeah, I don't think that they can actually get into the so-called black box of the car. I mean, that was kind of a government regulation, 25
right.
years ago. So
right, and that data does not belong to you. That data belongs to the car manufacturer, and that's the interesting part. So, I mean, yes, it makes sense that they delete personal data that could potentially, if the car is totaled. You know, you don't want anyone to have access to your private information. So that's not bad. But what I find an issue with, it makes me wonder why. Why would you want to delete that data? What's the gain on that?
Well, for me, I mean, how many times have you gotten into a rental car and you go to use the OnStar or maybe try to play something on the radio and there's already stuff that's inside there, you know, or there's already pre-programmed phone numbers or something else.
Right.
And I mean... I wouldn't want my phone number on that for like a rental car
No.
or anything like that.
Right. Well, from that perspective, it's good. And I highly recommend that if you rent a car or borrow a car and use the Apple CarPlay or Android Auto, that you make sure to delete yourself as a user. I know it's you don't think about when you go to return the vehicle because there's a lot going on. But that's something you should seriously think about doing, because your address book could be in there, your home address could be in there, and other information that you don't want people to have access to. So it makes sense that you should reset the whole screen. It's very easy. That's the easiest thing to do. Go into settings, go into general, go into reset everything. It'll take out all the phones, all your presets, everything. It's none of anyone's business what you're doing. And nowadays, with all that personal data, people have access to a lot. So just to give you an idea of what's going on, and I have a video coming out on this on my Car Coach Reports channel on YouTube, we're talking about data and who owns it and what they're doing with it. And you will be shocked, because by 2026, the rules change. Because in 2021, the infrastructure bill, and don't ask me why this fits into the infrastructure bill, but it does, the government is going to make sure there's breathalyzers in cars. That means you're guilty till proven innocent. So part of that includes the breathalyzer, fingertip recognition, eye scans, which you're already doing, and, of course, speed limiters. There's a lot of things that go into play. And these are things I don't think people think about. But when you're going to be controlled, I mean, who's going to buy a new car after 2026 knowing that all this information is being sold? Like, it's being sold now.
No, wait. Wait, Lauren. They advertise it as safety issues. That's how it is.
Yeah.
It's safety issues. Don't forget that. It's about your safety.
Sure.
So
they want to control every aspect of your life, let's be honest.
I want to circle back to the black box and talk about deleting information. I don't know if you've seen this, but the Environmental Protection Agency has fined shops in Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska for a defeat device to pass emission controls. So they fined them over $200,000. And so if folks can get in there, remember the Volkswagen scandal several years ago?
Yes.
If folks can get in there to forge information, why couldn't they do that to the black box and extract information out of that?
You could easily do that. Remember, the car is constantly collecting data on literally everything you do. It's when you start it, when you stop it, with the acceleration, the braking, if you wear your seatbelt, what radio station you're going to. Just think about the data that's being collected and how valuable it is. Where you go, where your home is, where your work is, where you go to eat dinner, where you drop your kids off at school. All that data is being constantly collected, and that data is being sold. And you're not getting anything for it. But on top of that, they're collecting all kinds of additional information. Now they want to start listening in your car and collecting that data as well. And there's a company that I'm going to be speaking with in the next couple of weeks, and their job is to collect the data from all the manufacturers. They claim it's anonymous, which is total BS. And they sell it back to the car company so that they can use it to figure out what cars people want, where they live, when they need it. If you're talking about it, everything.
Nope, exactly. You're exactly right.
It's scary.
Last thing that I want to talk about, we just got a few minutes here, is, you know, now with the hurricane, Hurricane Ian has damaged a lot of cars.
I looked through it. I was there.
We're going to start seeing these cars coming into for sale and stuff like that, you know, in probably towards the Midwest and maybe out west, try to get those cars away from where the hurricane damage was and sell these, try to turn these cars over. This is where it's very important to get it checked over by a certified technician before you do anything else.
Right. I highly recommend that if you find a used car, it's very hard to find them, and the price seems good or maybe it seems fair. Doesn't make a difference unless you're buying that brand from that brand. In other words, a Hyundai from a Hyundai dealer, a Kia at a Kia dealer. I highly recommend that you take it to an ASE certified technician. It's going to cost a couple $100. They're going to go through the vehicle. They're going to write you a report and say, hey, this is good. This is questionable. And here's your red light, like runaway, flood damage, severe accident, anything that's been a totaled vehicle. You don't want those cars. Flood damage cars have no warranty. So in other words, if you're driving along and you have a problem or you're in an accident and the airbags don't deploy, there's zero warranty. Rust through protection or anything, it's completely gone. So it's something you need to understand, that if there's no warranty, any issues fall on you. That includes technical service bulletins and recalls. You don't get them. So if you're thinking a flood-damaged car sounds like a deal, it's not a deal. And it will bite you in the end. And it could stop at any time in the middle of the highway or anything. So especially with salt water, I was there in Naples when that hit. We lived through the whole hurricane. I will tell you, you need to be very, very careful. There's at least 400,000 cars just from that alone, and electric vehicles are the worst. They catch fire with no notice. And when I was there, over a week period of time, we had over a dozen cars catch fire just randomly. So telling people, park them outside.
Right. Don't park them inside your garage. That's for sure.
Hey, no, Lauren, God forbid.
Always great having you on. For folks who want more information to get your newsletter, where can they go?
You can go to carcoachreports.com, all forms of social media, literally every platform you can think of, at Lauren Fix. That's with one X. Or you can go to my YouTube channel, carcoachreports.com, and you can buy me a cup of coffee if you like what I have to say.
Perfect. And we'll talk to you after the SEMA show. How's that?
I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Lauren. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
All right. Fantastic, folks. That's the car coach, Lauren Fix, here on KMOX's At Your Service. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back. And we're going to talk a little politics. Yeah, I know. I really don't talk politics, but I've got some great experts that are going to help me out with that. Stick around. More to come at your service on KMOX. Welcome back, my friends. KMOX is at your service here on a wet, soggy Tuesday night. And we are going to talk a little, I got to tell you, we're going to talk a little politics. I've been doing this for 22 years. I've really, really tried never to talk politics on the show because it just seems like it always opens a can of worms for me. I'm not a big political guy, but I feel that with the midterm elections coming around, I think it's definitely something that everybody needs to talk about, find out about some of the issues. I've got some fantastic people. You hear them here on KMOX. John Hancock and Michael Kelly have agreed to join us here on the program tonight. Gentlemen, thanks for hanging out with us here on a soggy Tuesday night.
Good to be here. Yeah, happy to do it.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. You know me. I've been on your show several times. I mean, I'm really good at fixing cars, but man, when it comes to trying to sift through all the political ads and everything else, that really is something I can't do.
Well, we'll do the best we can.
All right. Well, perfect.
There's plenty of ads to analyze. That's for sure, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. You know, it seems like, you know, at the end, when it gets really close to the elections, you're pretty much just tuning everything out and really not even paying attention anymore.
It gets that way. It can get overwhelming because it seems like every commercial is no longer a car commercial or a health insurance ad. It's a political attack ad.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
They'll come fast and furious over the next 2 weeks.
Well, let me ask you guys this. We'll start off before we get into a couple of issues. Obviously, John Hancock, Republican, Michael Kelly, Democrat. One thing that I've always wanted to know is why do we only have really two strong parties? Why don't we have, three or four parties that are really viable and actually could win an election?
Well, Professor, I'll leave that to you. Yeah. So if you look at Europe, they elect parties. They don't elect people. And so you vote for the party there. And that's true in England. It's true in Italy. Here, we elect people. And the people that get a plurality of the vote win. And we have single-member districts, so you elect one congressperson per district here. And that means that we've really become a dualist system. We're built to be a dualist system, us versus them. And, the parties will change. You can have a party get usurped by another movement like the Whigs did by the Republicans back in the 1850s. But it really is, our design is for a two-party system.
Okay. I certainly understand that. So let's talk about a few little issues here. Obviously, a big one in the St. Louis area right now is going to be gun control after the tragedy yesterday. First of all, I want to throw out really praise the St. Louis Police Department. Seems they get they get blasted a lot. But, man, what a great job they did going in, taking control of the situation and getting that taken care of. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, we have our challenges in the city, and there's definitely a movement on the far left of my party that would like to defund the police. I think that's a flawed thought process. And yeah, this week I thought we saw with no better example why it's important to have a well-funded police department, because that's just unthinkable what we've lived through the last couple of days.
Absolutely. John?
Yeah, so you've got a gunman with 30 magazines of ammunition. That's a problem. And that's something that could be addressed by Congress and by the state legislature. That's a huge problem. The other problem you have is that the police went into that situation with pistols. They didn't have long guns. The police were actually outgunned by the gunmen, and that's not a good situation either. So, there needs to be room for reform on both sides of this thing.
Right, absolutely. So let's talk about gun control. Seems like it's always a hot topic, no matter what party it is, about, hey, we need gun control. Some say, hey, we need to collect all the guns. We need better control here. Personally, for me, I am all about some stricter laws about folks procuring guns. But I think if you want to own a gun, I think you should be able to do that.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If you're gonna, if you want an AR-15, you should be allowed to have that, but you should have to go through a very strict process.
Correct.
Background check, very detailed. Training, very detailed. And I think there are some common sense things we can do that will take some of these guns out of the hands of people that shouldn't have them.
Michael?
Well, that's refreshing. I agree with John. I mean, there's definitely some things we can do. What's unfortunate is the leadership of the Republican Party has stopped any discussion to come forward with any of that type of compromise. And we're almost good 20 decades or two decades into since Columbine, where we all swore as a nation that we were going to do something. Nearly in every major city in this country, Boston strong, Uvalde strong, Houston strong, and now St. Louis strong, we're having these school shootings that are popping up. I live in a state, we live here in Missouri, that has the most lax gun laws in the country. In fact, they've implemented the Second Amendment Preservation Act, which is to target the federal government from being able to enforce its gun laws. So as long as we have this dysfunctional thought process and the leadership of the Republican Party, unfortunately, I think we're going to continue to live through this stuff, because everything John laid out is common sense reform. And it's something that would be voted and passed tomorrow, but it doesn't come up because the Republican leadership doesn't want it to.
Now,
that's a little bit much. In Missouri, we want to safeguard the fact that citizens can, have access to weapons. That's the Second Amendment, and we want to ensure that. So the Missouri is trying to prevent the federal government from confiscating weapons of people, and I don't see a problem with that. Most gun owners are law-abiding citizens. So the question becomes, how do you get guns out of the hands of people that shouldn't have them? And I think there are some things we can do there. If you look at, we used to have to be licensed to have a concealed carry permit. I think that makes sense. You got to be trained. You've got to have a license. It's registered. That seems to make sense to me. 19-year-olds buying long guns in a private sale, which is what happened in the case of this shooter, that shouldn't be allowed. So I think there are some steps we can take that make sense, but we still have to protect the citizens, the law-abiding citizens' Second Amendment right to own a firearm.
I agree. I think that there should be way better background checks, and I think you should have to go through a process to be able to purchase a gun. The problem is, like you said, is if I have a used gun and I want to sell it to somebody, I'll just go ahead and sell it. There's no, you don't have to transfer anything. There's no paperwork you got to fill out unless
right.
You're purchasing a new gun. I mean, if you want to buy a used gun or you want to buy a gun off somebody, off the street, I mean, there's nothing that goes with that. And I think that's where it really comes down to.
Yeah. And that needs to be changed. And, you know, and I think people of goodwill on both sides ought to be able to look at that and see that, you know, that's a problem and address it.
Now, let me ask you this. So, you know, it seems like some of these folks that have these mass shootings, you know, they're really troubled people. Do you think we need better mental health laws or better screening or stuff like this? Or maybe people should pay more attention, like, hey, you know, seems like Sam's not all there. Is that something we should do? And we'll start with Michael on that.
Well, we have proposed legislation even this year that was defeated by the Republicans. It wouldn't be able to get the requisite amount of votes in the Senate to be passed that actually went and dealt with mental health and related to guns with kids in schools. Look, guys, I'm for everything that's been laid out. Both of you have talked about some common sense gun reform laws that can happen. We've been talking this way for 20 years. Nothing is happening. Not because the Democrats don't want to do it. It's because of the Republican leadership. Lots of goodwill people like my friend John Hancock make the case on that we could have these things that we can do. Why don't we do them? Because the Republican leadership refuses to take it up. It's the truth. We can sit here and talk in platitudes, but I want to talk in reality.
Well, you know, part of this, Greg, is that the positions are so polarized on both sides. And, you know, Republicans fear that Democrats want to confiscate guns from law-abiding citizens who want to protect their home and their families. And Democrats fear that Republicans want to have no regulations whatsoever on guns that allows people like this shooter and others to access firearms. You know, that's the polar extreme. The reality is that we need to have a policy that allows law-abiding citizens to own firearms. They're entitled to them, should have them. But we need to do everything we can to protect the public from nut jobs, you know, having access to weapons. And, you know, and that's not going to be a perfect situation. This kid in St. Louis, for example, probably would have passed a background check based on, you know, no criminal history, you know, and his background.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
back, my friends. KMOX's at your service here on a wet, soggy Tuesday night. And we are going to talk a little, I got to tell you, we're going to talk a little politics. I've been doing this for 22 years. I've really, really tried never to talk politics on the show because it just seems like it always opens a can of worms for me. I'm not a big political guy, but I feel that with the midterm elections coming around, I think it's definitely something that everybody needs to talk about, find out about some of the issues. I've got some fantastic people. You hear them here on KMOX. John Hancock and Michael Kelly have agreed to join us here on the program tonight. Gentlemen, thanks for hanging out with us here on a soggy Tuesday night.
Good to be here.
Yeah, happy to do it.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. You know me. I've been on your show several times. I mean, I'm really good at fixing cars, but, man, when it comes to trying to sift through all the political ads and everything else, that really is something I can't do.
Well, we'll do the best we can.
All right. Well, perfect.
There's plenty of ads to analyze. That's for sure, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. It seems like, you know, at the end when it gets really close to the elections, you're pretty much just tuning everything out and really not even paying attention anymore.
It gets that way. It can get overwhelming because it seems like every commercial is no longer a car commercial or a health insurance ad. It's a political attack ad.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
They'll come fast and furious over the next 2 weeks.
Well, let me ask you guys this. We'll start off before we get into a couple of issues. Obviously, John Hancock, Republican, Michael Kelly, Democrat. One thing that I've always wanted to know is why do we only have really two strong parties? Why don't we have, three or four parties that are really viable and actually could win an election?
Well, Professor, I'll leave that to you.
Yeah. So if you look at Europe, they elect parties. They don't elect people. And so you vote for the party there, and that's true in England, it's true in Italy. Here, we elect people. And the people that get a plurality of the vote win. And we have single-member districts, so you elect one congressperson per district here. And that means that we've really become a dualist system. We're built to be a dualist system, us versus them. And, the parties will change. You can have a party get usurped by another movement like the Whigs did by the Republicans back in the 1850s. But it really is, our design is for a two-party system.
Okay. I certainly understand that. So let's talk about a few little issues here. Obviously, a big one in the St. Louis area right now is going to be gun control after the tragedy yesterday. First of all, I want to throw out really praise the St. Louis Police Department. Seems they get they get blasted a lot. But, man, what a great job they did going in, taking control of the situation and getting that taken care of. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, we have our challenges in the city, and there's definitely a movement on the far left of my party that would like to defund the police. I think that's a flawed thought process. And this week I thought we saw with no better example why it's important to have a well-funded police department, because that's just unthinkable what we've lived through the last couple of days.
Absolutely. John?
Yeah, so you've got a gunman with 30 magazines of ammunition. That's a problem, and that's something that could be addressed by Congress and by the state legislature. That's a huge problem. The other problem you have is that the police went into that situation with pistols. They didn't have long guns. The police were actually outgunned by the gunman. And that's not a good situation either. So, there needs to be room for reform on both sides of this thing.
Right, absolutely. So let's talk about gun control. Seems like it's always a hot topic, no matter what party it is, about, hey, we need gun control. Some say, hey, we need to collect all the guns. We need better control here. Personally, for me, I am all about some stricter laws about folks procuring guns. But I think if you want to own a gun, I think you should be able to do that.
Yeah, and here's the thing: if you want an AR-15 you should be allowed to have that, but you should have to go through a very strict process.
Correct.
Background check, very detailed. Training, very detailed. And, you know, I think there are some common sense things we can do that will take some of these guns out of the hands of people that shouldn't have them.
Michael?
Well, that's refreshing. I agree with John. I mean, there's definitely some things we can do. What's unfortunate is the leadership of the Republican Party has stopped any discussion to come forward with any of that type of compromise. And we're almost good 20 decades or two decades into since Columbine, where we all swore as a nation that we were going to do something. Nearly in every major city in this country, Boston strong, Uvalde strong, Houston strong, and now St. Louis strong, we're having these school shootings that are popping up. I live in a state, we live here in Missouri, that has the most lax gun laws in the country. In fact, they've implemented the Second Amendment Preservation Act, which is to target the federal government from being able to enforce its gun laws. So as long as we have this dysfunctional thought process and the leadership of the Republican Party, unfortunately, I think we're going to continue to live through this stuff, because everything John laid out is common sense reform. And it's something that would be voted and passed tomorrow, but it doesn't come up because the Republican leadership doesn't want it to.
Now,
that's a little bit much. In Missouri, we want to safeguard the fact that citizens can, you know, have access to weapons. That's the Second Amendment, and we want to ensure that. So. The Missouri is trying to prevent the federal government from confiscating weapons of people, and I don't see a problem with that. Most gun owners are law-abiding citizens. So the question becomes, how do you get guns out of the hands of people that shouldn't have them? And I think there are some things we can do there. If you look at, we used to have to be licensed to have a concealed carry permit. I think that makes sense. You got to be trained. You've got to have a license. It's registered. That seems to make sense to me. 19-year-olds buying long guns in a private sale, which is what happened in the case of this shooter, that shouldn't be allowed. So I think there are some steps we can take that make sense, but we still have to protect the citizens, the law-abiding citizens' Second Amendment rights to own a firearm.
I agree. I think that there should be way better background checks, and I think you should have to go through a process to be able to purchase a gun. You know, the problem is, like you said, is if I have a used gun and I want to sell it to somebody, I'll just go ahead and sell it. There's no, you know, you don't have to transfer anything. There's no paperwork you got to fill out unless right. You're purchasing a new gun. I mean, if you want to buy a used gun or you want to buy a gun off somebody, you know, off the street, I mean, there's nothing that goes with that. And I think that's where it really comes down to.
Yeah, and that needs to be changed. And, you know, and I think people of goodwill on both sides ought to be able to look at that and see that, you know, that's a problem and address it.
Now, let me ask you this. So, you know, it seems like some of these folks that have these mass shootings, you know, they're really troubled people. Do you think we need better mental health laws or better screening or stuff like this? Or maybe people should pay more attention, like, hey, you know, seems like Sam's not all there. Is that something we should do? And we'll start with Michael on that.
Well, we have proposed legislation even this year that was defeated by the Republicans. It wouldn't be able to get the requisite amount of votes in the Senate to be passed that actually went and dealt with mental health and related to guns with kids in schools. Look, guys, I'm for everything that's been laid out. Both of you have talked about some common sense gun reform laws that can happen. We've been talking this way for 20 years. Nothing is happening. Not because the Democrats don't want to do it. It's because of the Republican leadership. Lots of good-willed people like my friend John Hancock make the case on that we could have these things that we can do. Why don't we do them? Because the Republican leadership refuses to take it up. It's the truth. We can sit here and talk in platitudes, but I want to talk in reality.
Well, you know, part of this Greg, is that the positions are so polarized on both sides. And, you know, Republicans fear that Democrats want to confiscate guns from law-abiding citizens who want to protect their home and their families. And Democrats fear that Republicans want to have no regulations whatsoever on guns, and that allows people like this shooter and others to access firearms. You know, that's the polar extreme. The reality is that we need to have a policy that allows law-abiding citizens to own firearms. They're entitled to them, should have them. But we need to do everything we can to protect the public from nut jobs, you know, having access to weapons. And, you know, and that's not going to be a perfect situation. This kid in St. Louis, for example, probably would have passed a background check based on, you know, no criminal history, you know, and his background. So, you know, there's no perfect answer here, but we need to do better.
Nope, I agree. Guys, I got to take a quick break. Can you hang with me a few more minutes?
You bet.
All right, fantastic. Hey, folks, on the phone, we are visiting with our own John Hancock and Michael Kelly. John, Republican, Michael, a Democrat, and just going over a few of the issues and stuff like that here on KMOX. It is a Tuesday night. This is At Your Service, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. KMOX is At Your Service tonight here on a beautiful Tuesday night, coming to you from the heart of Mid-America. And we're having some fun here tonight. Talk a little politics, which, you know, I really don't necessarily do. We've got some great guests here on the phone. You hear them here on KMOX. Gosh, it seems like they're on all the time. John Hancock, Michael Kelly. And guys, thanks again for joining us tonight here on At Your Service.
Our pleasure. Glad to be here.
So let's change subjects a little bit. Let's talk about another favorite one is abortion. Seems like that is a big topic between everybody in the country today.
Well, there's no doubt about it. When Roe versus Wade was turned over earlier in the year by the Webb decision, that there was a significant backlash from the country. Obviously, this has been political football since Roe versus Wade came into place. And this was the first gigantic change we saw in the law, leaving this, taking away the ability for women to be insured the right to an abortion. Shortly after that ruling, we had an election in Kansas, of all places, one of the reddest states in the country, that codified the right to an abortion in Kansas. So it became a really exciting issue and a very issue with a lot of passion behind it on my side of the aisle that really riled folks up for the midterm elections at a time that the president's party doesn't typically do so well.
John?
Yeah. So the there were 40 abortions, legal abortions in Missouri in 2021. And my sense is, you know, the Supreme Court, Greg, said that there is no constitutional right to an abortion. And I think they were correct about that. It's not there. So they're going to leave it up to the states. And in Kansas's case, they've said that they're going to allow abortion. That's good for Kansas. I think the Democrats nationally have overplayed this issue. I think they thought this was going to be their, you know, road to keeping their majorities in Congress. And I think that, you know, if you look at the polling and the things that have happened since, that's not the case. Abortion is a factor in this election, and it will be a factor particularly in the suburbs. And Democrats will do a little marginally better in the suburbs because of the abortion issue. But in terms of it being the key issue of the 2022 midterms, I don't think they got it right. And I think they might pay a price for it at the polls in November.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of crazy, I think, to see what happens come in November. So let's kind of switch it up. You guys talked on this topic just a little bit right here. We got about 5 minutes left in the segment. What about now St. Louis County? Obviously, they're going to have a debate here on KMOX on November 1st at 7 o'clock. Little plug for KMOX between Sam Page and Mark Montavani. I got to ask you, Mark Montavani, he's a two-time loser for county executive, but now he's changed parties. How does that work? And we'll start with Michael on that first.
Well, it's a big story about Mark Montavani. Mark was a Republican donor prior to his first time running for county executive. He then declared that he was a Democrat after making donations to Republicans like Eric Greitens and Rudy Giuliani, that he was going to be a Democrat and ran against Steve Stenger and nearly beat him. Following Stenger's election, he wound up running a second time and was defeated. Now he's switched to the Republican Party to run for a third time. I know Mark. Mark's a good dude. He's a cerebral man. I encourage people to listen to the debate. I also know Sam Page, who's also a cerebral man, and who has a record to run on. And right now, the people of St. Louis County, a highly Democratic county, are extremely supportive of Sam Page's record. So I think that becomes really tough for a Republican in a Democratic county to win. So I think it's further of an uphill battle than Mark Montavani has faced in the past. It's just a really blue county, and I don't see a pathway to his victory.
John?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. I mean, the county definitely has trended Democrat. The last Republican county executive left office in 1991. That was a few years. I had hair then. And so I think it's definitely an uphill battle. But, you know, Page has engendered some enemies in the Democrat Party with African-Americans in North St. Louis County, for sure. Montavani, you know, I would say his chances of winning are slim, but I would not be shocked if he pulled this thing off, given a wave-type environment for Republicans.
Well, guys, I want to thank you guys so much for coming on and helping us out with some of the questions that I had, certainly about the upcoming election and some other issues that are certainly going on here in the St. Louis area and throughout the Midwest. I'll probably speak for both you guys. I think everybody should get out and vote and make sure that you, you know, use your constitutional right. Get out and vote and do that. You guys have any last words? We've got about a minute left. Go ahead, Mike.
I do, Greg. So my car is it's making a squeaking sound when I drive. I don't think it's the brakes. It might be the alignment. I'm just not sure. But it squeaks when I go over bumps and stuff. Okay. What should I do?
Okay, John. So, you know, as part of the KMOX Auto Show, you have to make the sound. That's what I make all the guests do that ask me questions. You got to make what kind of sound? So go ahead and make the sound.
Michael heard it. He was. What did it sound like, Michael? He's gone. Okay. So it's kind of like a blink, blink.
Okay.
Like that.
So probably probably what it is. What kind of car is it, real quick?
It's a Cadillac.
Okay. So there are two things in the front end called sway bar links. Okay?
Yeah.
And they attach from the lower control arm to the strut on that vehicle. All right? So those sway bar links, it's kind of like your hip joint. That's a ball and socket type joint. They get loose.
Okay, yeah.
They get loose after a while because you're going over bumps constantly, hitting potholes, hitting speed bumps, doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so when they get loose, they kind of make a clunking sound or a squeaking type sound when that happens.
Yeah.
So that's probably what it is without me looking at it.
What'd you call that again?
Sway bar link.
Sway bar link. Okay. I'm on it.
All right. John, what's your next show coming up? Hello? Okay. Well, I guess they both left. Michael, you still there? All right. Well, that's how it is right here on the KMOX. Almost said KMOX Auto Show after that call about cars, but this is KMOX is at your service. And I want to thank both those guys for coming on and talking about it. If you ever get a chance to listen to their show here on KMOX, I got to tell you, it's a lot of fun. John being a Republican, Michael being a Democrat, but you know, they, when it comes down to it, they are best friends all together. And that's just kind of some of the fun stuff they have. And they talk about other subjects too here on the show. So, folks, want to thank you so much. We're going to see you on the top of the hour. Welcome back, everyone. KMOX is at your service tonight here on a beautiful Tuesday night, coming to you from the heart of Mid-America. And we're having some fun here tonight. Talk a little politics, which, you know, I really don't necessarily do. We've got some great guests here on the phone. You hear them here on KMOX. Gosh, it seems like they're on all the time. John Hancock, Michael Kelly. And, guys, thanks again for joining us tonight here on At Your Service.
Our pleasure. Glad to be here.
So let's change subjects a little bit. Let's talk about another favorite one is abortion. Seems like that is a big topic between everybody in the country today.
Well, there's no doubt about it. When Roe versus Wade was turned over earlier in the year by the Webb decision, that there was a significant backlash from the country. Obviously, this has been not political football since Roe versus Wade came into place. And this was the first gigantic change we saw in the law, leaving this, taking away the ability for women to be insured the right to an abortion. Shortly after that ruling, we had an election in Kansas, of all places, one of the reddest states in the country, that codified the right to an abortion in Kansas. So it became a really exciting issue and a very issue with a lot of passion behind it on my side of the aisle that really riled folks up for the midterm elections at a time that the president's party doesn't typically do so well.
John?
Yeah, so there were 40 abortions, legal abortions, in Missouri in 2021. And my sense is, you know, the Supreme Court, Greg, said that there is no constitutional right to an abortion. And I think they were correct about that. It's not there. So they're going to leave it up to the states. And in Kansas's case, they've said that they're going to allow abortion. That's good for Kansas. I think the Democrats nationally have overplayed this issue. I think they thought this was going to be their, you know, road to keeping their majorities in Congress. And I think that, you know, if you look at the polling and the things that have happened since, that's not the case. Abortion is a factor in this election, and it will be a factor particularly in the suburbs. And Democrats will do a little marginally better in the suburbs because of the abortion issue. But in terms of it being the key issue of the 2022 midterms, I don't think they got it right. And I think they might pay a price for it at the polls in November.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of crazy, I think, to see what happens come in November. So let's kind of switch it up. You guys talked on this topic just a little bit right here. We got about 5 minutes left in the segment. What about now St. Louis County? Obviously, they're going to have a debate here on KMOX on November 1st at 7 o'clock. Little plug for KMOX between Sam Page and Mark Montavani. I got to ask you, Mark Montavani, he's a two-time loser for county executive, but now he's changed parties. How does that work? And we'll start with Michael on that first.
Well, it's a big story about Mark Montavani. Mark was a Republican donor prior to his first time running for county executive. He then declared that he was a Democrat after making donations to Republicans like Eric Greitens and Rudy Giuliani, that he was going to be a Democrat and ran against Steve Stenger and nearly beat him. Following Stenger's election, he wound up running a second time and was defeated. Now he's switched to the Republican Party to run for a third time. I know Mark. Mark's a good dude. He's a cerebral man. I encourage people to listen to the debate. I also know Sam Page, who's also a cerebral man and who has a record to run on. And right now, the people of St. Louis County, a highly Democratic county, are extremely supportive of Sam Page's record. So I think that becomes really tough for a Republican in a Democratic county to win. So I think it's further of an uphill battle than Mark Montavani has faced in the past. It's just a really blue county, and I don't see a pathway to his victory.
John?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. I mean, the county definitely has trended Democrat. The last Republican county executive left office in 1991. That was a few years. I had hair then. And So I think it's definitely an uphill battle. But, you know, Page has engendered some enemies in the Democrat Party with African-Americans in North St. Louis County, for sure. Montevani, you know, I would say his chances of winning are slim, but I would not be shocked if he pulled this thing off, given a wave-type environment for Republicans.
Well, guys, I want to thank you guys so much for coming on and helping us out with some of the questions that I had, certainly about the upcoming election and some other issues that are certainly going on here in the St. Louis area and throughout the Midwest. I guess I'll probably speak for both you guys. I think everybody should get out and vote and make sure that you, you know, use your constitutional right. Get out and vote and do that. You guys have any last words? We've got about a minute left. Go ahead, Mike.
I do, Greg. So my car is it's making a squeaking sound when I drive. I don't think it's the brakes. It might be the alignment. I'm just not sure. But it squeaks when I go over bumps and stuff. Okay. What should I do?
Okay, John. So, you know, as part of the KMOX Auto Show, you have to make the sound. That's what I make all the guests do that ask me questions. You got to make what kind of sound? So go ahead and make the sound.
Michael heard it. He was. What did it sound like, Michael? He's gone. Okay. So it's kind of like a blink, blink.
Okay.
Like that.
So probably what it is. What kind of car is it, real quick?
It's a Cadillac.
Okay. So there are two things in the front end called sway bar links. Okay.
Yeah.
And they attach from the lower control arm to the strut on that vehicle. All right. So those sway bar links, it's kind of like your hip joint. That's a ball and socket type joint. They get loose.
Okay. Yeah.
They get loose after a while because you're going over bumps constantly, hitting potholes, hitting speed bumps, doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so when they get loose, they kind of make a clunking sound or a squeaking type sound when that happens.
Yeah.
So that's probably what it is without me looking at it.
What'd you call that again?
Sway bar link.
Sway bar link. Okay. I'm on it.
All right. John, what's your next show coming up? Hello? Okay. Well, I guess they both left. Michael, you still there? All right. Well, that's how it is right here on the KMO. Almost said KMOX Auto Show after that call about cars, but this is KMOX is at your service. And I want to thank both those guys for coming on and talking about it. If you ever get a chance to listen to their show here on KMOX, I got to tell you, it's a lot of fun. John being a Republican, Michael being a Democrat, but you know, they, when it comes down to it, they are best friends all together. And that's just kind of some of the fun stuff they have. And they talk about other subjects too here on the show. So, folks, want to thank you so much. We're going to see you on the top of the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.